Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you don't need me to tell you that stocks plunged nearly 400 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday and has plunged several hundred points again today in trading. It is now gyrating up and down. We will be going over that today with continual coverage of what's happening in the markets. Remember, that's 400 points plus now in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That's only the top 30 stocks, ladies and gentlemen. Simple things like going and looking at the Nikkei and in Japan, looking at the Chinese indexes and looking at the British index and the German and the DAX and the rest of it, it's all red. In fact, before I even look at the numbers, I can turn television on when they're flipping back and forth to different stock exchanges. I can go online and just look at the pictures and see all red boards. That is not a good sign. Red means the arrows are pointing down. Green means the arrows are going up. So we will cover all of this. The Dow plunged 387 points on subprime concerns. Folks, it's not subprimes. It's the jumbo loan markets. That's over $400,000 loan houses. It's also on just many mainline standard mortgages. People are walking away from them. That is going on right now. The European Central Bank put in a 95 billion pound. Okay, That is massive, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about more than $200 billion European plunge protection team going in and buying $200 billion of debt from these mortgage companies, and it didn't do anything. The numbers kept going down. Now, what did our Federal Reserve do that should have put in something like $500 billion U.S.? Should have done that if they really wanted to reverse this? Guess what they did? They put $12 billion in. That's like putting a Band-Aid on a hatchet wound on your wrist. That'd be like if your hand was dangling from a piece of cartilage, blood was spraying across the room out of the arteries in your wrist, and they walk up and stick a Band-Aid on it. I just want to make it clear that the government, the criminals that run it, the private banks that own us, are doing this by design. Now, they may jack it back up on Monday, and it may hit 15,000 in 2 weeks. It may go to, who knows what they'll do. But the point is, this is giving you an illustration, and I don't think that's going to happen, but the point is, this is an illustration of how out of whack these markets are and how much credit they've pumped out there by design. So we got the European markets putting 95 billion pounds. By the way, they're in there pumping today, and it isn't working. I mean, they're trying to get the arteries clamped, and they're still spraying. Over here, it's Band-Aid time. So they're actually over there, at least on the surface, $95 billion. There's a real move to try to block it, and it isn't doing a darn thing. Well, it was plunging straight downwards yesterday, and they did it, and so it stopped the plunge, and then now it's plunging again today. U.S. stocks tumble on credit concerns, banks, brokers retreat, some of the main lenders have shut down, the largest bank in France basically has had an attempted run on it and has shut down funds, you know about that, and I'm just saying, thank goodness Friday's here, because this may create some type of respite in all of this. We're going to open the phones up. Jerome Corsi with an update on North American unions, popping in for about 10 minutes at the bottom of this hour. Then Kent Schneider from the Ron Paul campaign, their head honcho over there. Paul Craig Roberts again on the economy, top economist for Reagan. And then Luke Radowski. Four guests today and your calls. But I specifically want to hear from you on the economy when we get back. Got a bunch of other important news as well. PrisonPlanet.com.
It's This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In just a few minutes, I'm going to take a few fast calls from listeners specifically on what's happening in the market right now. Stocks, of course, went down this morning, then recovered a little bit from earlier losses when the Fed injected more funds. Stocks moved off session lows after the Federal Reserve added more money to the banking system to stem the growing credit crunch. The Fed said it injected another $16 billion into the system, adding to the $19 billion the Fed put in earlier Friday. So those numbers are growing as we speak. In fact, I just refreshed and they'd already gone up again. But still, that is a paltry sum. Fundamentals have taken a back seat to fear in the panic of the day, said Brett Gallagher, chief investment officer of Julius Baer Investment Management. Let's get real here. That's from CNBC. There's also criticism of the Federal Reserve, the private owners of the American people, and they openly, in documents, we're collateral. They literally do own us if you allow them to take receivership of you. It's a false debt. They don't actually own you, but possession is nine-tenths of the law. That's why they've militarized the police, folks. That is the ownership taking place. And again, they openly say that. That's not hyperbole. Fed is facing growing pressure to cut interest rates. If they cut interest rates, the dollar will plunge further. Okay, so you got the stock market minions, the general public who wouldn't listen a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. I told people get out of the stock market in 99 when it was at its all-time high at that point, back when 11,000 something really was 11,000 before they devalued the dollar. And these billionaires and the rest of them would laugh at me. And they weren't laughing after that devaluation and after the correction. I mean, this is just basic fundamentals. And they want interest rates cut so that it will spur more credit. They think at a certain point it doesn't work anymore. It's like putting perfume on a pig. So that the real estate boom will continue, and cheap credit boom will continue, the bubble will continue to expand and then drive their precious stock market. A, your stock market's devalued in worth because of the dollar. B, the housing market is overvalued. And C, they've printed so much money, at a certain point, the bubble is going to pop. And everybody knows that. The question is, when? And is that happening now? Now, Europe is trying to prop up their markets, which were in danger of completely crashing yesterday because of weakness in the dollar, weakness in the housing market in the United States, weakness in private securities. And we've seen now a rush back into the other equally leaky ship, beached hulk, the shipwreck of U.S. government securities. So running from bad to worse, there's really not a safe haven in all of this, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sorry to have to say that. Now, they may be able to pump it up for a few more months, maybe even a few more years. But it only makes the crash that much worse down the line. Now, I'm somebody who, I remember being in trouble in middle school and being called in the principal's office to get a couple licks with that big paddle, and I sure didn't want to get it over with, even though it was better to get it over with. So, I mean, I kind of feel like that. I don't want to get it over with any more than you do, but still, the facts are there. The bigger this bubble gets, the worse the crash landing is going to be when it goes in to the ground. And I get these emails going, well, I'm not invested in stocks. I'm sitting pretty. Ha, ha, ha. It's going to affect you. It's like people that don't care about the plan to shut down the web and censor it and tax what's left of it. And I get these phone calls and letters going, well, I'm not on the Internet, so I don't care. It's holding up even small-town economies. It's one of the few good things we have in the U.S. economy left, and it will devastate that sector. But again, the monopoly men want that, and they do plan to, in one fell swoop, take more of our liberties during a crash, shut down much of the web during a crash, and because I've seen them brag about it, is how we know. And they're going to move on a lot of fronts during this period, and probably couple that with a terror attack on top of it. Speaking of the devil, I saw this last night on Drudge, and I saw it everywhere else. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Pitching for more dead Americans, a neocon fetish, the Ward Churchill of the demented right wing has a death wish for terror in order to unite the country. And this is a major, major news article written for the Philadelphia Daily News. And he says, we need another massive terror attack. It'll be good for America. And he calls for it. Now, remember 2 years ago, when Capitol Hill blew, which is pretty conservative, I mean, they're pretty neurotic, I would say, about proving and documenting things, and they've given good scoops in the past, so I believed it, came out with a Republican memo, Republican-wide at the highest levels. Several thousand Republicans got this. Later, about 6 months after, it came out that it was an accurate memo, by the way. We got told we were liars, too, even though Capitol Hill Blues even attacked us, but I was saying, no, this is accurate, Capitol Hill Blues right. That it said we need more terror attacks or to catch bin Laden or to start another war or we're cooked. Remember that. 2 years ago. Since then, it's come out that the memo was accurate and that it was also recirculated at the state level in Michigan, Oklahoma, California. And we have a big list of these, but now it's in the newspaper. I mean, it's just out in the open. We have a big list of the individuals. Senator, former Senator Santorum, top neocon, saying it. Top military strategist in the U.S. and Canada saying it. Again, Republican Party heads of different political action committees saying it. We have a big list of them later. By the time I'm going to read this article, it's very, very important. And you need to go to PrisonPlanet.com and dig this story. You need to help it get out. I mean, this is one of those key articles that comes out each week here. This is as important as the one a few days ago about the timeline to tyranny that Paul Watson put up. That I guess got a little bit of attention. But this stuff needs to be seen. I mean, I'm desperately trying to get this out. But you can go into this article and you can read over it for yourself. Now, the neocons are feverishly saying they need a terror attack. And, I mean, they say it. They say it's good, 9/11 was a good sacrifice. And I mean, they're almost at the point of going, okay, we did it, and it's good. You know, I told the story about a, it's actually happened twice, but one big lobbyist who I've seen around a few times and who I know came up to me when I was about to go fishing with friends at the lake. And there was a little restaurant there by the lake. This is about 3 years ago. And I'm getting something out of the car, and he walks over out by Lake Travis, and he says, "All right, Alex, yeah, we know it's an inside job. But, you know, the economy will collapse without that, and you know, sometimes it's just what has to be done. Nobody likes it. But, you know, you ought to grow up and just realize how things really work." I talked to this guy a few other times at the Capitol, and I was just like, man, that's really sick. And he goes, "Look, I don't like it, but you need to join it to be able to be inside and then try to stop these type things." But it's sick, ladies and gentlemen. It's sick. And now they're basically in the newspaper going, yeah, it's good. I mean, it's just... So you can go through and read where the GOP 2005 memo, which yearned for new attacks that would, quote, validate the president's war on terror and restore his image as a leader of the American people. Last month, former Republican Senator Rick Santorum suggested the series of unfortunate events, namely terror attacks, will occur within the next year and will occur and change America's citizens' perception of the war. See, they don't care, folks. They're going to brag right out in the open. They're going to nuke a city. You're probably going to see hundreds of thousands dead, and they're going to be worshipped for it. They're going to tell you what they're going to do, and then you're going to love them. It's sick. I'm so sick of these people. They didn't have to plunge the dollar. They've done it. They didn't have to do any of this or overrun us with illegal aliens. All right, I'm not going to rant. I'm going to settle down. I get exhausted when I get mad now, and I just can't do it anymore. It's not an act, folks. I really want you to start breaking things and smashing tables, okay? They're ruining our way of life by design. They're killing our country. And dumb cops are out arresting people who have Ron Paul signs and upside-down flags in their yards because they're too stupid to know what real patriotism is, you dumb twits. It goes on here. And the month before that, the new chairman of the Arkansas Republican Party, Dennis Milligan, said that there needed to be more attacks on American soil with the president to regain popular approval. An army of neocons, and it just goes on to all the military people saying it and the rest of it. So there you go, folks. Let's talk about the economy. I'm just going to pop in with the callers, folks. Have your point about the economy ready. I'm going to take one call now, about four during the next segment. We got a guest coming on. Oh, then I'll lose my call list. Who's up first here? Jim and Mash, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller. I want to just thank you for your show. You're a great patriot. And I wanted to know what your spin is on this. I have two theories on what's happening in this market. The first is, do you think maybe they're using this as a springboard to do this summer finale that they're talking about, saying we were too concerned with what was happening in the stock market, so we let our guard down and it fell.
You noticed the stock market was gyrating and going down right before 9/11. Yes, it all fits together. It's October, attack on Iran. They're saying we need 9/11. Cheney did call. That's the next article. Mainstream news. He wants an attack on Iran now. Folks, we are. It's never been more perilous.
Right. Or do you think maybe, since you're getting the information out to the masses now, that they're saying it's too risky to pull a attack right now, so what we'll do is we'll pull the attack in the economy first, plunge the dollar, and then we'll go on from there?
Well, let me be clear. I am a guy with a Daisy BB gun up against an elephant. So I by myself, I'm nobody. Let's get that straight. You, though, are a Rhodesian with an elephant gun. Don't 60 caliber out there. So it's really up to you. I appreciate your call. Well, let me try to comment on what you said when we get back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
You know, I had Jerome Corsi coming on to talk about the North American Union, but I just canceled him. I want to be able to take your calls coming up in the this hour before Kent Schneider from the Ron Paul campaign joins us. Then, of course, Luke Radowski later. I'm going to get Jerome back on next week. There's too much is happening with the global markets right now. I have a big stack of news on that. European Central Bank to inject more cash. Asia acts. European Bank to add another $83 billion in liquidity. Bank of Japan, Reserve Bank of Australia also to act to calm credit markets. SEC scrutinizes Wall Street's big banks. Stormy weather on Wall Street. Bush markets can remain resilient. Oh, we feel so confident now. Fed acts to stem credit turmoil. worries about spending credit crunch, spreading credit crunch, plummet market. This is just some of what we're going to be going over. The big news here, I'll cover when we get back from break, Cheney urging strikes on Iran. That's McClatchy Newspapers. Frank in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex. Good afternoon, Alex. I just wanted to say that I've been following, you know, the economy very closely, and it's estimated as of Tuesday that last week some $6 trillion U.S. dollars or about 3 trillion euros were lost worldwide in the various markets. And also we've heard this week, too, that the Bank of England is going to raise its borrowing rate to member banks to 6%, which...
And that will cause a slide in the dollar further.
That's correct. And the strategy that the United States has been following since Greenspan has been sort of borrowing money from the Bank of Japan at no interest. And right now Japan is going to raise their rate to about 2%, which will mean that opportunity to make ends meet in the short time for the Federal Reserve won't be there. So we're going to see a nasty mess. But once again, you know, this is nothing that's really unexpected. Anyone that studied money and banking or economics, you know, has been aware of this for years. But ultimately, we're going to see the errors of Greenspan's low interest, you know, free borrowing.
It's going to be disastrous.
It isn't an error.
This is the same thing they did in the run-up to 29 crash.
Well, I'm being polite, Alex.
I mean,
or ironic. I'm using a bit of irony there. But,
sure. They do this globally to get everybody overextended to then consolidate wealth.
And also, some of the news coming out of Turkey after the Bilderberg conference mentioned that the members participating had no problems with seeing, you know, a North American decline, you know, with the value of the dollar.
Yeah, that's right. They intend to have a slow, gradual destruction of the country so the yuppies will scream with pleasure as it happens. The problem is that once you start sneaking towards the door, everybody starts rushing, and it looks like that's happening right now.
Yeah, and the sad thing is that the way the Amero may be forced upon the U.S. is the fact that we know that the euro is about 30% backed by bullion. So with the Amero, by having a very small percent backed by gold, it will be more desirable, they believe, for the Federal Reserve and the Bank of Canada and Mexico to go that route. But I don't know if really that's practical at this point, because we have so many problems right now, and... I don't know what to say, Alex, but it's nothing that...
What do you think is going to happen? Let's hear your prediction.
I think what's going to happen is it's going to collapse. We're going to have two things. We're going to have the creation of, for balance of payments, a partially backed gold currency that the banks and corporations will use, and the dollar that the American people have in the pension funds, the mutual funds, the stocks and bonds, that will not be backed. And we'll have a mixture of hyperinflation.
That's right.
And deflation.
That's right. You'll have secured...
All of Germany and the Weimar Republic. Mm-hmm.
Got to let you go. You're going to have secured currencies for the elites and unsecured for the public who won't even know what devalued securities are, because they know nothing. They think Sunnis are Shiites. They think Iraq's a good war. Well, you dish it out, you're going to get to eat it. You like being delusional, weakling cowards. Well, you're going to get to live like them. All right along with the rest of us. Thanks a lot. They wouldn't do this to you if they didn't know you were made to be raped. You were made to be fleeced. You beg for it. And the saddest part about all this is going to be, we're going to have to watch yuppies in the next year, maybe even sooner. They'll walk around and advise, and you'll hear them repeat whatever Chris Matthews said, whatever Bill O'Reilly said. Oh, the newest solution, they'll say, is to dollarize the currencies of Mexico and Canada. We'll still have our dollar, but it'll be pegged to, you know, in some new bailout system, and then that gets us into the Amero. And they've already said the SPP will be push through with terror and with economic collapse. See, they engineer the terror. They engineer the economic problems, even put memos out on it, and then pose as savers on the other side to then offer a new solution that gets you deeper down the rat hole. Are you seeing how big that is? And again, the yuppies, you're going to have to listen to them, folks. Parrot at you and tell you and shake their finger at you as they sell more cyanide.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi. Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for joining us. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us today. We're going to go back to your calls here in just a few minutes. I want to get into what Dick Cheney is up to and a lot of other issues. And notice how it's all coming to head. They're telling us the terrorists are about to attack us any minute. There's all these new Bin Laden tapes. Right on cue, turns out they're fake or old or re-edited or photoshopped by those releasing them. Doesn't matter. You notice now that they're in a chorus. The government's saying we're about to be hit. Feel it in their gut. Give up all your rights. Domestic spies. Got to federalize everything. Got to have an amnesty program. Got to have more troops for the war. Got to attack Iran. And right on cue, I said, if they're really going to run a terror attack, folks, look for the economy to start tanking into the toilet. And for all the snickering Europeans and others, you're going to be financially hurt by all this, too. Just we're going to be hurt the worst here in the U.S. You see, the globalists hate Americans, and they write about this and talk about this. Even though Americans today are bred and trained to be servants and minions and cattle and to take anything and everything with a self-assured, arrogant smile on their face and their own little fruitcake delusion, they're literally mesmerized, just walking around feeling important. It's mind control. Just, I'm so powerful, stumbling around. It's literal conditioning. That's one of the best forms of, you know, to mesmerize and brainwash, is that makes somebody feel all special and powerful and in a good mood. And they've done that with them. As they run around playing dress-up in their little costumes, the average American with their baubles and trinkets and signets and standards. But if you really listen to NPR and you read globalist manuals and you see what they say, these spoiled pig-like Americans, they've had it too good too long, and they've held up the global order too long. We're going to run them up in debt, get them completely dependent, get them on welfare, brainwash them, brainwash their kids, break up their families, and then we're going to totally enslave them. And then we're going to run what we ran in Russia and Germany and China on them. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's literally the whole attitude of it. Meanwhile, the yuppies are just giggling and laughing and stumbling around everywhere, loving all these predators just circle them, just getting everything lined up, everything ready, sharp, keen eyes filled with demoniac genius, while the yuppies just stumble around with goblets of wine going, I mean, that's basically what it is. That's what we face. And here is Dick Cheney, speaking of the lizard stare. Cheney urging strikes on Iran. McClatchy newspapers up on prisonplanet.com right now. President Bush charged Thursday that Iran continues to arm and train insurgents who are killing U.S. soldiers in Iraq, and he threatened action if that continues. At a news conference, Bush said Iran had been warned of unspecified consequences. They've already told them 3 years ago, nuke attack. We will preemptively nuke you if you dare to defend yourself. It will be called terrorism, and you will be nuked more. And Americans go, yeah, yeah, kill them. But they can't find it on the map. It's just, they know how to go, parking lot. Yeah, and you think that same global system that'll parking lot an innocent country won't parking lot you? You think they care one red scent about your hide? You will soon learn, won't you? At a news conference Thursday, Bush said Iran had been warned of unspecified consequences if it continued its alleged support for anti-American forces in Iraq. U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Ryan Croker had conveyed the warning in meetings with the Iranian counterpart in Baghdad. The president said Bush wasn't specific, and the State Department official refused to elaborate on it in writing. Behind the scenes, however, the president's top aides have been engaged in an intensive internal debate over how to respond to Iran's support for Shiite Muslim groups in Iraq and its nuclear program. I mean, at least McClatchy said it was Shiite. Fox, CNN, others, Limbaugh, it'll be their support of Al-Qaeda, which is the opposite of Shiite. Vice President Dick Cheney several weeks ago proposed launching airstrikes at suspected training camps in Iraq run by Quad Force, a special unit of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, according to two U.S. officials who were involved in Iran policy. Yeah, kind of like they had Ahmadinejad here earlier this week. Not Ahmadinejad. Dinejad, everyone pronounce it. I'm all mixed up. That's the Iranian puppet president. Mohammad Karzai, the Unocol executive, Afghanistan. And then he said about Mohammad Karzai, they're at a press conference, and Bush is like, they are helping Al-Qaeda. They are attacking our forces. And, you know, this is the guy, even though he's a puppet, he lives there. He knows how ridiculous it is when this is going to be on TV. And because they do have some TV satellited in Afghanistan, the major cities, and how ridiculous it's going to be in Iran and Pakistan and surrounding areas. He goes, well, actually, Iran's got some problems, but they're actually helping us against the Wahhabist. He even said they're Shiite, and
It's the Sunnis that are backing it out of Saudi Arabia. And Bush went, no, 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 they are with Al-Qaeda. And Karzai just shut up and looked embarrassed because, again, from over there, even though he's a globalist, evil, former, you know, executive, a unicol, a puppet, he knows in the Arab and Muslim and Central Asian world, it'd be like coming here and saying Strom Thurmond is president. You know, he's been dead for years, but it'd be like saying the 99-year-old Strom Thurmond is president. And Karzai's got to say, actually, he's not president. I mean, over there, they're going, what? Iran is with the Wahhabist and the Pashtuns? What? So, see, I mean, it's just the lies are so incredible that even Mohammad Karzai is going, what? What? See, it's you, but you, you're not from yuppie land, bro. The great-great-great-grandchildren of the real men that beat the biggest empire in the world. And so they had incredible wealth and incredible power. These are the chicken neck scum. They'll buy and be told anything. They'll put their children in brainwashing camps and let them shoot them up full of mercury until we get tens of thousands of percentile increases in, I forget the number. It's official government numbers, 1 in 125,000 20-something years ago to now 1 in 74. The new numbers came out, by the way. It was 168, 1 in 168, and then below 168. Now it's 1 in 70-something. Warehouses of them everywhere. You go to see a children's movie, and though the whole front row is filled with autistic children, the injectors just continue. The public continues to dance around, feeling important and smart. Dumb cops continue to run around, radaring and sucking off people right next to letting illegal aliens go. Again, that's just such a sign of a country gone. Bridges collapsing all over the place in Arizona and Minnesota. Just scum running around in the streets. Filth stealing everywhere. Bid rigging, pension funds being grabbed and snatched everywhere, just gibbering idiot populations running around mindlessly. I mean, that's really what it is, folks. A bunch of self-important know-it-all idiots who know absolutely zero about how the real world works. You know less than zero. Your information is backwards, so backwards that it's actually less than zero. Somebody who knows zero, you can at least teach. You're a bunch of arrogant jackasses. I'm talking to yuppies and know-it-alls and liberals and La Reconquistas and all of you, just all of you. You think you know it all, you don't know nothing. And you are the biggest reason you're going to live in a hell pit. I just want you to know that. The one time you're driving along listening to us on the AM dial out in the middle of nowhere in some city, you just go ahead and laugh, you slack-jawed scum. You just go ahead and laugh. Because you've helped kill this country. And you love it. You love evil and you love chicken-necked weakness. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Jonathan in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi, go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, I've been studying the Wall Street for the last couple of weeks and noticed it went down this last week. I read, I think, an article through the AP on Tuesday that said Wall Street was begging the Federal Reserve to actually print more money, print cheap credit, cut the, you know, the interest rate in half. And I'm wondering, that's my question to you, is what do you think that would do overall? Would that devalue the currency, or would that actually help pump it up even more with inflation?
Okay, I appreciate your call. It's kind of like this when they tell you, you have the choice of how you're going to be executed. Would you like to be drawn and quartered? Or would you like to be boiled in oil, or would you like to be crucified upside down? Go ahead and choose. This is the problem. The elite and the dominant media a year ago, year and a half ago now, man, time flies, started going, real estate's overvalued, it really should go down. And I went, uh-oh, that means they're pulling the plug. Oh, my gosh. And then sure enough, Financial Times of London, which is the key place to read, not the Wall Street Journal, especially now with Murdoch owning it, started saying that they were going to slowly bring down the U.S. forever. And that was the public plan. I mean, it was right there. And, of course, the yuppies watch Cavuto and feel very smart and important, so they don't know. And then they, and why were they trying to do that? Because, yes, real estate was overvalued, many times double, triple what it was worth. But at least there was some tangible value. I.e., it's better than just money in a bank, which is being devalued by more than half in the last 7 years. Comprende. And so when I saw them trying to pop the last, one of the last major currency sinks, because they were overprinting currency like it was, I mean, in the last 6 years of his tenure, Greenspan doubled the money supply. Then Bernanke, helicopter Bernanke, Ben Bernanke, the new Fed chief, announced he was going to double it in the next 2 years and then made the M3 money supply, global supply, secret for the first time since the Bretton Woods Agreement. And that all gets into currency history. You can go research and learn more if you want, folks. And so when I saw that, and then about 4 months ago, the Fed put out feelers and made the announcement that, okay, we're going to now stop the massive issuance of credit and massively slow down the printing presses. And I went, uh-oh, they're trying to pop the real estate bubble, which has got some at least real value and was keeping inflation under control because that was the main driver of inflation, that and energy. You know, oil doubles, real estate doubles on average. You know, okay, but that isn't everything doubling. So they tried to control it, and then they just pulled the plug and said, okay, let it all go up. Let the inflationary spike happen, and we're going to restrict credit. So they're doing it with, by policy. They first decided to weaken the dollar 6 years ago. At least they announced the decision 5 years ago. The decision was made before that. Then they start bringing the dollar down gradually. But at least they allowed you to get into real estate and have some tangible, you know, something left. Then they're trying to pop that to create some mass run, which will cause an even deeper default and then an even bigger consolidation. It's pretty cold-blooded, isn't it? And then the very people openly behind all of it will now pose as saviors. And, I mean, it's the sickest part of my life. We'll have to watch those accountable, those who did it, pose as savers and be loved, and sell best-selling books about how it all happened. It'll all be lies, of course. And then we'll have to see all the know-it-all class at the gym or at church, you know who I'm talking about, babbling in the good old boy round circle, you know, all repeating what they read in the Wall Street Journal to each other like they're real smart. Oh, it's so sick. And I literally just want to walk up and start knocking their teeth out. Oh, you think you're a tough guy and real smart. Got the clean cut haircut and the fancy suit and you drive around and you like the war. Here, you like this? Well, here goes your teeth in your throat. Because you people wouldn't wake up when we could have averted this. You people had to let them bring this country down. You pieces of filth. Oh, I'd like to get my hands around your necks. Oh, hold on. I'm not going to get mad. They're killing the country right in front of us, and they think it's funny. And these sitcom punks running out on the internet deleting all of our information and lying about us, and it's always the same mantras about tinfoil hats and how we support the Muslim extremists. I'm not the one that blocked a lawsuit against the Saudis for the 9/11 victims, you scumbag sitcom traitors. Listen right now. Oh, I hate you, you un-American scum of hell. And let me tell you, when we take this country back, you're all going to be arrested. You think you're going to take our guns and push us around, you maggot-eating scum? We're going to rise up and get our hands around your throat. I'm tired of the New World Order running roughshod over us. And I'm tired of an army of waddling fake Christians that back them up. I'm sick of it. All right, I'm getting particularly angry today. It's just, you know, they'll jack the market back up and there'll be a bunch of ninnying for a few weeks or months and then it'll go back down again. And they'll just continue to suck off everybody, and you'll just continue to love it and thank them. Oh, thank you for all the horrible things you do. And Dyncorp and Halliburton will continue to run their abominable operations in front of everyone. the war will continue to drag on forever, and millions of abortions and fat preachers up there on TV openly spouting all sorts of occult garbage on people, and they'll just supping it up, and all the mindless little weak-kneed church ladies who love evil and don't even know it when they see it. You're going to have to lose everything you've got. You're going to have to be in work camps until you remember. And then most of you won't even then. You'll tattle on each other and scrimp and do whatever they tell you just to get by. A lot of you are going to love camp life. It's the exact type of place scum like you want to be. Because your parents were cowards and scum. And their parents were cowards and scum. You're the scum of the scum. We'll be right back. Stay with me. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try.
Kept going.
go to your calls, and I really am mad. They're killing our country. They're killing our borders. They have 30 million illegal aliens running all over us waving Mexican flags, forcing people out of houses that don't speak English, out of businesses, out of communities. There's like five articles a day on it. The whole country's falling apart. The dollar's been plunged by design. Criminals run the government. They're talking about staging more terror attacks, going into Iran. The neocons write headlines about how we need more 9-11s and how 9-11's wonderful. I mean, these people are sick, man. We're in danger. And I just get in an angry mode because my primitive side knows this is fighting time. But I got to remember, it's the info war that we're all about here. Oh, man. I just, we can't let them get away with it. We've got to get more aggressive in our fight against the globalists than we've ever gotten. And we've got to send them a strong message that we're not going along with them and let them know we're not going along with it. There's a reason they haven't done their mass killing here, ladies and gentlemen. That's because we've got guns and we don't put up with that type of bull. They believe me. That's why they want to do it here so bad they can taste it. You look at the map of the world. They've done it everywhere else. They're not going to get away with it here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Tampa, Florida. You're on the air, Chris.
First question, since the dollar is being killed, do you think that we would have more time to distract the blame from whatever the, of course, Arabs would be blamed, but do we have time to shift the blame or to demonstrate the fact that the economy is taking such a severe hit right now rather than after a huge terrorist attack?
Well, people act like the economy is magical and can't be figured out. We need articles on PrisonPlanet.com, and I'm so busy I haven't had time to write them last week. I mean, in our own little small way, but putting out the facts of how this works. I've laid it out over and over again, and Waddy and Steve need to get one out on that. I've been working great. If somebody else wants to write it up, I mean, George Humphrey needs to write one up or somebody. We've got Joseph Stiglitz explaining a year ago on the show what they were doing by design. I don't know how else to explain it. I mean, they set the policies. They did it. They're doing it right now. And we helped by going along with it. The American people did. Just, you know.
Maybe they're accelerating the process because of Ron Paul running, and, of course, he's just one factor of many.
Well, he is educating people about the inflation tax.
Yeah. So, I mean, using him as a vehicle to explain to people. And the other question I had was a caller to a weekend show brought up the international driver's license. I'd like to know what kind of websites or companies are good and reputable for who offer that. And
well, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and recommend. It's very dangerous. By dangerous, you can get ripped off getting an international driver's license, and there's a process, and I'm not going to sit here and tell everybody exactly how to do it or why to do it. I've only read about it a few times. Had a few guests on about it years ago. I know more than most about it, but just because most know nothing about it. So I'm not really an expert on that. I know I've read the U.S. law, the U.N. treaty we have, about how they've got to accept them. I know you used to get a good one from Belize, but the federal government put pressure on them not to issue those. Now you can still get them from a few other countries. It's all selectively enforced. If you're an illegal alien, you can have a fake driver's license that's accepted. If you're a citizen, they're going to slam your head in the concrete and say, "You're my slave! You're my slave! You're my cow! You're my scum!" Yes, I mean, that's basically the attitude. All right, we'll be right back. We are the fat hogs. We are the scum. That's what they've trained us to be.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.